The podcast.
The Naked Truth About Women.
Her mind. Her body. Her life. It's all about her.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 229. Oh my goodness, of Her, the podcast, where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, well now, finding her yes. What the heck's a yes? Could it be her body, her mind? Well, anyway, it's all of those things. This is going to be a terrific show. And before we begin, know that the episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. Okay, now here's your first official reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show. Why? Because I'm just sitting here twiddling my thumbs waiting to hear from you. I love your feedback, so bring it on down. All right, it's time for her. Okay, now, when I heard about this next guest, her name is Pamela Madsen, I did a little bit of due diligence checking her out because I had heard about her relative to retreats that were called Back to the Body. Read about them all over the place. How did I know this? Well, because she's a founder and CEO of Back to the Body Sensuous Retreats for Women, providing women with permission accepted, not denied, to find pleasure in exotic locations all over the world, immersed in powerful sisterhood in a safe and supportive staff to kind of bring it up. You know, Pamela's been an activist for women for over 30 years and was the founder and first executive director of the American Fertility Association, where she worked for reproductive freedom for all women. And she's appeared all over the flipping media. Pamela, welcome to the Her podcast.
I love the name because it's my jam, right?
I know. I'm just saying. And she's also the author of a book that will take me an hour and a half to read the title. I'm just saying. All right, so here we go. Shameless: How I Ditched the Diet, Got Naked, Found True Pleasure, and Somehow Got Home in Time to Cook Dinner. Now, what the heck is that book about? Tell us all.
That book's about my journey. And so before I founded Back to the Body, I went on my own journey to find my body. And, you know, so it's a memoir. It's super funny. And it's about really what is underground, not just in the United States, but around the world, for sexuality for women and what's available for them to find themselves. And it's what I did and wrote about it, and it was published. And now I'm bringing this work to women around the world. And yes, it's all about, you know, women finding their yes and what stops women from finding their yes.
How do you define yes?
You know, I think that I define yes when a woman is able to get what she really wants in life. And she understands, she moves prohibition. She moves obstacles. She confronts her yearning to find her desire. That's what I would call a yes.
Huh. And so how did the Back to the Body retreats, originate? You know, you did this journey, you wrote the book. And so then what happened?
Well, you know, I've been married. I'm one of those strange birds that got married as a teenager. So I've been in a marriage for almost 38 years, monogamous marriage. Raised two kids. And I thought I knew all about sex. You know, I knew all the positions, right? Knew how to do all the things. I didn't have to find my orgasm. I found that when I was like 5, all by myself. Imagine that. But I felt that there was something more to the erotic that didn't have to do with my husband, didn't have to do with a partner. It had to do with my relationship with my own body. And I went on a journey to find that. And what I found, which most women have not found, is my relationship with my own arousal, my relationship with my own body acceptance. And that's why I created Back to the Body. And we're in our 8th year. And we have studies now about our work. And it works. And we work with touch. And we work with sound. And we work with movement. And we work with teaching women how to communicate their desires. And you kind of have to have all that in the pot to find your yes.
Okay. Now, when you mentioned,
am I making any sense for you?
Of course. But you know, let's go a little bit deeper into the weeds. So when you were reshaping this whole, you know, narrative about your body, what was the issue?
Oh, I think it's the issue every woman in the world faces, which is, you know, am I pretty? Am I beautiful? Can I accept my body? I mean, just to say to a woman, honey, go love yourself, right? I mean, don't we see that all over social media? You know, just accept yourself. Just love yourself. Well, that's like one of the hardest things in the world to do because we're constantly confronted with images that look nothing like us. So how do we support women to actually really, truly find self-compassion? How do we truly help women find self-love? How do we truly, in a real way, with real tools, not just with memes? That's the work, and it's not easy work. It's really hard work to get women to be self-compassionate when every day they're confronted in the media with images that look nothing like themselves.
And you talk about a shift in the relationship with dieting and food. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, women live lives of restriction, don't they? Women live lives where they're told that they're... it was kind of funny because our sound guy folks, when we started to do our sound, said that the good doctor here and myself were too loud, right, on the sound. Oh my God, too loud women, imagine that, right? So we're often told that we speak too loudly. We need to soften ourselves to be heard as women, right? We're told that we need to eat less because we're too fat. We're told that, you know, we better cross our legs so that, you know, our eroticism is protected and dulled out and belongs to somebody else other than ourselves. And so we're not trusted. Women aren't trusted at birth with anything, including what we put in our mouth. You know, I had a woman come to the program and she said to me, you know, she was an older woman. She was in her 60s. And, you know, according to the BMI, she was probably 50 or 60 or 70 pounds. I don't know. Overweight. She was a big gal. And she sat down and she said, I don't know, Pamela. I think this isn't going to work for me. How can this work for me? Look at my age. Look at my body. So she went in and she did her work. And she came back out and she was all grins. And I said, so? And she said, my body didn't care that I have to lose weight. My body didn't care that I'm over 60. My body was able to accept pleasure. And that's what, when we stop restricting our food, we stop restricting our pleasure, we start to be able to accept touch, everything changes. But women are trained to restrict, aren't we? We're trained to give to other people, not to take for ourselves.
Gotcha. So you've made this body retreat a reality. Tell us what happens during the retreat. You have them, I notice, on the website all over the place, in beautiful locations. So when a woman first arrives, classically, do women come alone or do they bring a BFF?
You know, they usually come alone and they leave with best friends forever. And
gotcha.
And then they start to cross-pollinate at retreats. So, you know, they meet other women at the retreat. And then you hear, well, I'm going to Barcelona. Are you going? And then you start to see women knowing each other at different retreats. But they often come alone. Sometimes they come with a friend. But they're really, when women come to these kinds of programs, they're coming on their own pilgrimage back to themselves. And it's so much easier to do that when you don't have somebody with you who has a preconceived notion of who you are as a woman.
Okay, so now let's go to the retreat thing. I arrived the first day. What should I expect? What's going to go on?
Well, that's a big question. You know, the formula is that we are, we're somatically based. The first thing that happens is women are ushered in. We create confidentiality agreements on what's expected at the retreat and how do we work with each other. There's rituals that go in. There are men at our retreats who are practitioners. A lot of our women are working around trust issues with men and women, both. They are working one-on-one with practitioners and with, we call safe ports, female coordinators who are supporting their journey. So we are initially helping women, we would say, put down their backpack. Initially, how do they feel safe? Do they feel safe enough in this container to actually do their work? So the first day is all about safety. Can you feel safe enough? Can you put down your hypervigilance? Most women spend most of their time, you know, monitoring what's going on around them. So it's about creating that safe space. They see live demonstrations of how do we receive touch? How do we ask for what we want? What is consent? How does that look? What is safe? What is not safe? And then, of course, other kinds of workshops about body and sex.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Body and sex. And then what? I mean, do you run into problems or real challenges with women who've been just so retracted and so restrained for so long, it's difficult for them to open up?
You know what? That's what everybody thinks. But once you, and that's what the women will think, right? They'll think that they're the one this isn't going to work for. That they've been suppressed for so long that they won't be able to feel. They won't be able to find their voice. They won't be able to do any of these things. They won't be able to take the tools that we're giving them to love their bodies, to feel their bodies. But it's amazing what happens in one day. It's amazing. And, you know, 8 years ago, I would have said that I can't tell you if this program is going to work for every woman. And what's really beautiful is that, what's our number? Like 95% of our women return. And they return because it's working for them. And we have women in their 20s, we have women in their 90s who come. I mean, it's all across the spectrum. When women are offered beautiful touch, when women are offered the opportunity to be seen, when women are given beautiful food, when women are listened to, when women are held, it's like a wilted flower being watered. The stems get hard right away. The petals open. It's pretty instantaneous. Our bodies remember. We just need the water.
Interesting.
We just need the water.
All right. Here's something. What about age? Is there like an age and a generational understanding of all of this? So are you seeing women who are of a certain age, like for instance, over the age of fill in the blank, more than you see like a Gen Z, a Gen X, or a millennial?
Well, our average, like the bell curve, I'm going to give you a 20-year bell curve. Are you ready? is probably between the ages of 40 and 60, midlife women. And then I have the odd 24-year-old who walks in the door.
Yep.
Or the 30-something young mother.
Yep.
Walking in the door. And then I have women who are in their 70s and 80s who show up, who feel like, I don't want to go to my box not knowing what my body has to offer me. And these are women who have agency. They have their own money. They have the ability to give themselves some time. You know, they're at a stage of life, you know, the 40 to 60-year-old range are women who, you know, like life isn't playing games anymore. And they are ready. And they're established in their careers. They're established in their lives. Or they're in transition. They've had a divorce or they've had a health scare. And they're finding another way of being. So it's kind of both sides of the coin.
I love it. I love it. I think that this is so terribly important for women to hear because, you know, more and more women, you know, are really hitting the 60 plus range right
now. Yes, they are.
In a major way. Millions and millions and millions, to be perfectly blunt with you. And so, you know, what, and they're not going down quietly.
No, they're not.
They're saying, wait a minute. No, and I think that that's a very big piece of this. Now, on the retreats, who else do you have? You have a team that looks as though you've got at least three or four other people involved.
Oh, at least.
Tell me about the team.
So,
tell me about the team.
Well, we usually have about 14 women. So if we have 14 women at a retreat, there are going to be between 8 and 10 practitioners. So it's better than daycare. So the team are somatic sex educators, psychotherapists, and women who are professional life coaches in the realm of body image and female sexuality.
Gotcha.
And a private
gotcha.
Chef. So, don't forget the private chef. And the photographer.
Always the private
and
chef.
And a photographer. Because a big part of women healing, and this is the hardest thing, and then it's the most beautiful thing, is the idea of getting in front of a camera. And women can be, until they do it the first time, they can be really resistant about getting in front of a camera and allowing themselves to be seen in their beauty, whatever that is. Is it in a ball gown in Thailand, or is it naked on a bed? They can do whatever they want with the camera. I have a female, incredible photographer. We call her an embodiment photographer. She doesn't do boudoir shoots. She does embodiment. And they get to work with Sway and get in front of the lens and see what that feels like to be seen and to be beautiful and to be cheered on. And that's a beautiful experience for women. And then, of course, later come the photos. But so the team is very varied in the different skills that they bring to the women. And then, of course, the women bring each other to each other. And they're usually extraordinary women. They're artists, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're teachers, they're psychotherapists. Their wives, their mothers. We just had a woman from the Marine Corps. You know, they're from a large spectrum. And so the sisterhood is a tremendous component, the women supporting each other.
I love it. And in that sisterhood, you know, you have a number of events that you also do. One of the ones that caught my eye was one that you just recently did in New Jersey, and this was rewriting the rules of menopause. Uh-huh. Can you just give me an example of how you're rewriting a rule of menopause?
Well, I think the first rule that we're taught about menopause is that you're going to dry up, right? That you're not going to want sex anymore. And that's nonsense. I mean, what I know is that women who are permissioned, allowed, and supported can actually be more orgasmic than when they were in their 20s. But we're not allowed, we're not supported in being sexual creatures over 50. And so when you permission women to be erotic, when you permission women to be in their sexy over 50, that without the fears that a lot of women have in their reproductive years, that the whole world of their own sexuality can open up. So that's one rule, that, you know, they're not going to be sexual creatures. That's nonsense. They can be more erotic in their 50s than they were in their 20s.
All right, give me a second rule of menopause that you're going to flip and rewrite.
Sure. So we already did the whole, we just spoke about orgasm, yeah? That women feel like they're going to lose their orgasm, they're going to lose their libido. So that's not true, that's going to be better. Some women are concerned about things like lubrication. That their vaginas are going to dry up. And that doesn't have to be true. I've never used estrogen replacements. I'm in my late 50s. I work with a jade egg. I work with my own. We teach something that was featured. I'll drop a name that was featured in Oprah Magazine and O Magazine. I teach something called Lotus Lift meditation that women do with their vulvas every morning. And it's a mindfulness exercise. Basically, we teach women how to take care of their vaginas. We teach women how to keep the pathway open. You know, menopause is like adolescence. Your body is going to change. And it may be uncomfortable for a little while as your hormones readjust, just like when you were younger. But if you can show women that you will readjust, and here are the things that you can do around your own self-care to keep yourself vibrant, that they can do holistically on their own, that all those myths about what's going to happen to their vagina are just that, they're a myth. They can have a very healthy vagina after menopause. I like calling it menoplay. Menosexual, meno alive. Even the word menopause, right? What does that mean? That life stops?
Yeah.
To be in one large.
That's very interesting.
One large pause, right?
I know. Seriously, yeah.
So what's
well,
it
like
reclaim
you know it? Well, it's sort of like you know you pause. Now what?
Right.
You know, what's the next step here? Or should it be meno stop?
Right.
Or meno go.
Right.
It's kind of fun to kind of play with this. I want everyone out there to know that we've been talking to Pamela Madsen, and she is the author of a wild and crazy book called Shameless: How I Ditched the Diet, Got Naked, Found True Pleasure, and Somehow Got Home in Time to Cook Dinner, which I just think is a fabulous thing. And she's also the woman behind the Back to the Body retreats. So I want you to go on over to this website, backtothebody.org, learn more about the retreats, and heck, sign up. You know, learn more about it, find out if this is going to be a good fit for you. Just looking at the locations, hell, I just go for the locations alone, just sit on a beach and stare at my belly button. I don't know.
You won't be
whatever.
Staring at your belly button.
And staring at my belly, you know, just staring at my belly button saying, yes, I found my yes.
Right.
But there you have it. And Pamela, all I can say is thank you so much for being on the Her podcast.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And, you know, for the women who are out there who are, you know, after 40, after 50, after 60, you know, don't buy in. Don't buy into, you know, the fact, this idea that midlife is a disease. Midlife isn't a disease.
No, it's not. No, it's not a disease. Run on over to this beautiful, fabulous website, Back to the Body. Read all about these retreats, and then you'll understand what Pamela Madsen just said. Oh my goodness, we've been having such a fabulous episode. So now I want everyone to run on over to iTunes, rate and review the show. I want to hear what you have to say. Why? Because I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Herb Podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the Herb Podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Hey, thanks for listening today and stay well.